Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Matters Executive Director, Matt Wietrich, joining us again. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And right away here this morning, we've got yet another iteration of Java and Juice taking place.
Yeah, we're going to be over at the Children's Center, 9:30 to 10. Beyond just our normal Java and Juice, I'm told there's going to be a special recognition, a special award given out here this morning. So make sure and stop by. I think they're going to honor somebody very special that has played a part in making the Children's Center what it is today. If we think very hard about it, there's usually one person that comes to mind. So we'll see if my guest comes to fruition. But yeah, stop over and say hi and kind of get a little tour of the facility and see what it looks like, and we'll kind of get to hear about how it's going. And I know Molly at our office has her son there and really happy with it. And just lots of great things. And again, it's another awesome entity for the community to have that. So come on over at 9:30 at the Children's Center.
And not to be outdone by that, but tomorrow is the very last day of the Friends of the Jefferson Library used book sale, where it's also known as Bargain Day, which people can stop in tomorrow, fill up a bag full of books just for $5.
Just for $5. How many books do you think you could fit in a bag, Colton?
In a bag? Oh, boy, I would guess.
It depends on
the width of the book and everything.
Well, and the bag.
I'm a very, very easy reader, so I hate chapter books. So I'm going to go with at least 20.
20, wow, okay. Yes, that's a good fit. Yeah. Well, and maybe, you know, and while the marketing ploy of that is it's a bargain, the whole goal is for them to raise money that supports the library's efforts, which are fantastic. I mean, the kids' stuff alone, the children's library and all the things they do, the programming they do every month. If you're not aware, definitely check out their newsletter. They have a ton of stuff. So anyway, Point being, feel free to drop more than $5 for your bag of books. You know, that's really kind of the sentiment. But hey, if you're looking for a bag full of easy reads, there you go.
And it is also going on today, too. So we want to make sure people know that. Yes. But Bargain Day is tomorrow, so don't forget that. Also, don't forget, for the first time ever, I am told, Greene County has a couple of locations, more specifically in Jefferson, that'll be open this weekend for the 9th annual Art Harvest Tour.
How about that? That is very fun. And it's cool that, you know, it's the kind of thing. First off, let's say where those two things are.
Yes.
So Art on the Fly, which is over on the west side of the square downtown, and then Elliott Art Studio, which is on the southeast side of the square, kind of just south of TJ Gardens. So we have these two and really newer art studio gallery type spaces that really lend themselves perfectly for this. And I know over Art on the Fly, there'll be multiple artists there. And then, of course, Chad Elliott will have his studio open and his paintings and pottery and things he does there. And it's really awesome to see the art scene really starting to grow here. You know, come out and support and be a part of that. And if you're looking to get out and about, there's a lot of other fun places you can travel to after you hit up the local folks. Listen, we're in the latter half of the year here, which means, and we're into the ember months, which means it's not too early to start thinking about Christmas presents, I guess, right? So anyway, sorry to mention the Christmas word, but hey, if you're looking for an excuse to buy some art, there you go.
Well, and we want to let people know you get two opportunities to see the local artists anyway, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. I believe there's 8 stops stretching across Boone, Ogden, Perry, and Jefferson. So all drivable distances to be able to see a lot of great art on display this weekend.
Absolutely. And you'll start to see, if you do head to Boone, you're going to start to notice some of that fall color creeping in too.
Yes.
Or any, even down by Perry along the river, you're starting to get some of the fall colors, starting to get some hints at that. So the days are shortening, the leaves are stopping their production of the green good in them, and we're starting to see the other color come through. So another great excuse to get out and do a little leaf peeping and check out some of nature's art.
And if you don't decide to do an art harvest tour on tomorrow and save it for Sunday, you can also then run out to the new Greene County Animal Shelter, where they're having their special event on Tuesday, Sunday afternoon.
Boy, that was a pro-level segue.
Thank you.
you are a scholar and a gentleman.
Thank you.
And worth twice the price. And this is very exciting because this has been a long time coming here to get our animals. The animal shelter has been up and going for a bit, of course, but exciting to kind of officially cut the ribbon and announce that, but also then the dog park. And that, again, this is another tremendous resource for the community. And I mean, it's amazing how many folks actually have pets in town. You don't know, right? Usually, unless we read about them in the police report of being needing help found or whatever. But no, there's tons of dogs. We hope folks will be out and enjoy this. And we know that folks, when they're visiting too, they'll appreciate having a spot to run their dogs that are about traveling. But I guess it should be an important note, too, that if you're excited to come out and use the dog park eventually, that one of the more important rules that they'll be enforcing is to make sure your dogs are vaccinated and make sure and then get them registered, too. It's just, which is very little financial investment, but it does make sure that everyone's safe and all that good stuff. So anyway, just a little sidebar on that. You might slight city council hat on that one, but 2:00 on Sunday, come on out, celebrate this exciting thing. It's been a long journey. You know, sometimes we value things we have to work a little harder for. So we extra value this animal facility with the dog park and the shelter. And we're really pumped about that. So come on out, 2:00. We'll be there. Hope to see you there.
And also, we want to kind of backtrack because I think it was a tremendous successful event that you had last weekend with Art in the Garden.
Art in the Garden was, we're still talking about that this week and kind of reveling in all the fun and success that that was. We moved into the garden for the first time. It was a little more intimate setting. All the artists had a great day. We had a couple people who's the first time they've ever shown at an art festival or an art show. So that was really exciting, really cool to have that. We didn't have any fees for the artists to show. I mean, I think everybody sold things. And so that's cool for them. And cool for folks to be able to come out and see some art. I know Teresa Scala was there with her cookies and things. And it's exactly what you and I referenced, you know, like what happens behind closed doors. Art sometimes. And other people are like, gosh, we didn't know that Teresa did that. You know, like, awesome. And she sold out of all of her stuff. But also we had a lot of kid activities. We had sidewalk chalk for all ages. And for the older kids, we had kind of the fancier stuff. And man, if you didn't see it, check out the Jefferson Matters Facebook page because there's a number of photos of the different ones. And holy smokes, there was some really talented folks that came out and impressed. It was really neat to see the sidewalk just full of color and art and all the interaction. And the live music was great too. Yeah. Oh man, we're excited to, are kind of thinking about next year already. We already talked about that this week a little bit and jump on that fun momentum from the previous weekend. And yeah, so anyway, thanks for everybody who came out for that. It was really well attended. The Red Barn was going on and it was a very busy day in the area. So loved seeing everybody who came out, and thanks to the people who volunteered to help make it work as well.
And that was Jefferson Matters Executive Director Matt Wietrich joining us once again. You're listening to Let's Talk Green County, presented today by Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant on North Elm in Jefferson. Enjoy that delicious A&W All-American food 7 days a week. They're open daily at 10:30 a.m. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.